urged restraint.
China has consistently advocated dialogue and negotiations as a means to achieve a settlement.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The national Christmas tree lighting ceremony is tonight. It'll have lots of lights on the tree, lots of crowds, and lots of traffic.
The national Christmas tree will be lit this evening in President's Park. Jenny Anzumel Sorrells is with the National Park Service.
There are over 75,000 individual LED lights on the national Christmas tree this year. There are traditional colors with gold, silver, and white, so get excited to see what that tree looks like when it turns on just after 5 o'clock.
Tonight's event will be hosted by Kathy Lee Gifford and Dean Kane and feature performances from the Beach Boys and Mannheim Steamroller, among others. If you weren't able to get a ticket, tonight's tree lighting will be shown on the Hallmark Channel Monday night. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 23,941, the NASDAQ at 68,24. In sports, Wizards come up short against the 76ers last night. Redskins take on Dallas tonight. WMAL brings you the game starting at 7:30 p.m. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant, 9 to noon.
You know, we talk about stuff here that needs to be talked about.
Well, I love your show.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
No doubt about that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
It's 6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. One of our busy areas right now, DC 295 southbound. That's still because of the crash as you come southbound right near Burroughs Avenue. That's before you get to Benning Road. So do watch crews at the scene there. Heading north on 295, just as you leave the Beltway, have a little bit of the stop and go over toward Blue Plains. But spoke to police, they're not working anything there. Crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge, wide open, uneventful, and we like that. So that's good. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, a little bit of volume in Silver Spring. And that's what we see, too. I'm seeing that delay on 270 Urbana and Hyattstown with the heavy volume, but nothing there. And once you make it past 109, really, that's the breakaway point. You're still good through Clarksburg down to the Beltway. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just shy of a record yesterday. We hit 70 degrees officially at Reagan National. Today we'll take it down, but still above average. 60 clouds early, sunshine in the afternoon. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 44 degrees at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning to you. Joining us at 7:35, we'll be joined by Joe Concha from The Hill. At 8:15, Jim Garrity from National Review will be with us. At 8:35, Bill O'Reilly will be with us. We're going to get his reaction to Matt Lauer being fired, considering 2 months ago, Matt Lauer put Bill O'Reilly through a very uncomfortable interview regarding his alleged sexual harassment. And at 8:45, Larry Michael, voice of the Redskins, with a preview of the game against the Cowboys. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
Well, good morning. We're following the story of Matt Lauer and sort of what's developed here. As often happens in these stories, you get the initial allegation. situation or you get the firing because of some conclusion by the media company. And that's when the floodgates open. You begin to hear in public, either for the first time or for the first time, like starting to really be tied together, how these allegations work and what the details are. In Matt Lauer's case, we've got multiple reports now, including from places like Variety and the New York Post's Page Six, to give us some meat to the allegations. I'll start with the Page Six story from last night. Yesterday, Page Six publishing this, that Matt Lauer was accused of sexting NBC interns and staffers. It says intern and staffers. Sources say the reason he was fired so quickly by NBC News, so quickly, is that the messages, there were text messages, lewd text messages, from a young intern. They were saved by an NBC employee, now an employee, who he approached while they were in Sochi, Russia, for the 2014 Winter Olympics, and they, quote, showed incontrovertible proof of inappropriate sexual behavior on his part. The woman is believed to be the first to come forward and complain about Lauer. She's a junior production worker. She was at those Olympics where she was approached by Lauer. NBC News President Andy Lack, the New York Post says, said in a meeting with staff Wednesday that Lauer's involvement with the woman, who has not been named but is still an NBC employee, continued after they got back to New York. Quote, there's at least one picture sent to her by Matt, which was a major part of the evidence, which is why the firing came so quickly. My understanding was it was so damning that it was unquestionable whether or not he should be fired. This according to an unnamed source detailing what's going on in NBC to Page Six.
And I believe she was an intern Sochi. So she was an intern at the time. Now, I read, and I may be wrong on this, so take this, you know, again, we're getting the details as they come out. So, you know, things are going to change. From what I understand, it was consensual. Like she, you know, but what he sent her was clearly inappropriate, especially considering the position he was in and she was an intern. So that's where this comes in, this abuse of power comes in.
Right. And he's married as well. Plus, the girl had a high powered attorney, the source says. And so everyone knew if NBC didn't make a decision and push it out quick, they would have arranged for a sit-down interview with a competitor and the messages could be made public. Matt took the news well once he realized he was in a corner. He was very apologetic, although his spokesperson and personal attorney have declined requests for comment. We have not heard from Team Lauer yet. Also, two other women now, since all of this went down yesterday, have come to NBC with claims against Matt Lauer, the Post reports, one of whom claimed the $25 million a year anchor summoned her to his office for sex, telling the New York Times she, quote, felt helpless because she didn't want to lose her job. Also, Keith Olbermann tweeting yesterday. He was an MSNBC host at one point before he napalmed that bridge. He tweeted out yesterday, Matt Lauer was remorselessly vindictive and tyrannical to everyone at NBC News, and management repeatedly enabled him and buried the issue. So there's concern here, not only from Keith Olbermann, but from a lot of others about what management knew, when they knew it, and how long they've known about this from Matt Lauer.
Listen, I'm sure, this is my own personal opinion, I would put money on management knowing that Matt was a problem. Knowing that. These things don't necessarily happen in a vacuum. There's always talk around the office and management. It's not like they don't know. I would guess that they know. I've worked in places not with sexual harassment, but with other harassment. Management knew darn well what was going on. But if that talent produces and makes the station money, they're going to keep them. And this is why when you hear, I don't get sexually harassed by guys who make millions of dollars. I get sexually harassed by the homeless guy in the bus stop. You know, that's pretty much where things are for me. But I've never been through this in a work environment, and I'm very happy that I haven't been through this in a work environment. But when you hear these stories of the woman who says, yeah, he called me to his office and she was afraid to say anything, you know, he came on to her and they had sex together, you know, in her office, and she said, but she wanted to say anything. She didn't want to lose her job. If you're on the outside looking in, I think you look at that and go, well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't you say something about that? Like, come on, why wouldn't you? But I get it, because having been in a situation where complaining to management only got you fired, even though you were right, and the other person was wrong and it had nothing to do with sexual harassment. It was about other forms of harassment. And you know you get fired. I watched people clam up. I watched people refuse to say something because they were so afraid of losing their job. And this wasn't like at NBC with a big name person. This was on a much smaller level. And they don't want to say anything because they didn't want to lose their job. And that person was protected by management because it was the easier path than it was to deal with any kind of harassment and possibly lose a talent that produces a lot of money.
You know, one of the things that's really caught a lot of attention here is the fact that Matt Lauer apparently had a button under his desk.
Okay, warning to the audience, you may need a shower after this. This is so foul.
There's this from a Variety. This some salacious details here. Quote, his office was in a secluded place, and he had a button under his desk that allowed him to lock his door from the inside without getting up.
Okay.
This afforded him the assurance of privacy. This is according to Variety's Ramin Sitouda, who wrote this. An NBC insider did confirm the existence of said button to Fox News. So we have multiple outlets confirming the desk that locks the door.
Did no one anywhere along the line when that was being installed? Because I'm pretty sure that wasn't something that Matt got from IKEA that had like a little package with a little tool and he just installed it himself. Did no one anywhere along the line, first of all, when the request was processed for that, when the people who, you know, who do this, you know, maintenance people came in to put this did no one say, gee, this is kind of creepy and weird?
Let me reflect on how Fox News has reported on this. This is interesting. This is the NBC insider speaking to Fox says the following. They added that Lauer's secret button wasn't the only one in NBC's 30 Rock. A similar button exists, or at least recently did, in the office of the Today Show's executive producer. The button located under the desk would cause the door to the cavernous office to swing shut and click closed. Not only does it lock it, it closes the door. The mechanism was actually what they call a door opener, apparently. It's a remote control device that automatically opens or closes the door and thereby locks if the door was switched to lock. They say that the mechanism was viewed by NBC staff as a tool not for inappropriate behavior, but as a gimmick, an ego thing. So in the case of, for instance, the executive producer, he, quote, didn't have to get out of his desk to close his door for a private conversation. This is the claim, except this is not how they allege that Matt Lauer was using the secret door locker.
Okay, again, if you have someone who works, and this is just me, but if I had someone who works with me who's so high maintenance that they can't get up and close their own darn door, I've got a problem on my hands right there. That's a warning shot across the bow that someone's ego's out of control right there and is going to be a problem down the road. Ugh, it's just disgusting.
Stay tuned this morning. You're going to want to hear some of the reactions. We got Joe Contra from The Hill's, a media reporter, 735, joining us. And then importantly, Bill O'Reilly is joining us this morning at 835. He sat down for an aggressive interview with Matt Lauer recently. You should hear, it's almost as if Lauer was interviewing himself now. We'll talk to Bill about that.
It's 6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What? All right. Story's crazy. All right.
Isn't it? Oh.
Around the Beltway we go, and we did have a crash that was blocking two lanes, but just briefly, Beltway as you leave Springfield toward Annandale. Here's the scoop. It's in a little tricky spot. It's on the right shoulder as you're coming around the curve before you make that exit, right at the exit for Braddock Road, so be very cautious. We don't want a second crash there. Inner loop at Braddock Road for the activity. 66, here we come through Manassas, again in Centerville. Uneventful. Very good news for our 66 ride. 270, same story. It's just the volume, Urbana-Hyattstown. Now, unfortunately, in the district, we still have the issue with the crash. DC 295 southbound as you come up to Burroughs Avenue. Stay to the far right to get by. That's the breakaway point for all of you that are stuck in this delays coming out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. And then you have the relief as you pass Burroughs. So you're good past Benning Road, East Capitol Street, and over toward the 11th Street Bridge at that point. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we're going to start out with clouds, but it'll become mostly sunny by the afternoon with a high near 60 tonight. Clouds early, partial clearing. There's a slight chance of a rain shower tonight with a low of 43. And then tomorrow, sunny, getting cooler though, with a high of 56 currently in our nation's capital. 44 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas.
All right, in addition to Matt Lauer, some people who are probably very, very happy that the whole thing broke about Matt Lauer yesterday because his story is sucking all the air from the room, so they're not getting as much of the spotlight. NPR chief news editor David Sweeney has left NPR following allegations of sexual harassment filed against him by at least three female journalists. According to Chris Turpin, the acting senior VP of news for NPR says, David Sweeney is no longer on staff. This is a difficult time for our newsroom. I'm committed to supporting all of you as we move forward. I cannot answer some questions in keeping with our practice to not comment on personnel issues, but I will do my best to address those as I can. The complaints against him were filed after Michael Oreskes, who is NPR's senior VP of news and editorial director, was forced to resign on November 1st over sexual misconduct allegations. So after that happened, NPR encouraged people to come forward who were felt they were subject of to inappropriate behavior, and apparently they did. One former NPR producer said that Sweeney unexpectedly kissed her in 02 while they were in a car on loan for a story in 07. A journalist said that he attempted to kiss her when they went out for drinks to discuss her career, and they spoke on condition of anonymity. A third journalist came forward, Lauren Hodges. She's an editor for NPR, and she said that Sweeney repeatedly made her the recipient of unwanted attention and unsolicited gifts while he was her supervisor, and he did it in a way that made her feel deeply uncomfortable. So there's that. Now,
rocking
the other one,
the liberal bastion, NPR.
It's shocking. Garrison Keillor is the other one that got a lot of attention. He of Lake Wobegon fame, a Prairie Home Companion, which he had been doing forever on Minnesota Public Radio, helped build Minnesota Public Radio just into this huge powerhouse of the public radio network. He released a statement to the Star Tribune yesterday. He said, I put my hand on a woman's bare back. I meant to pat her back after she told me about her unhappiness, and her shirt was open, and my hand went up at about 6 inches. She recoiled. I apologized. I sent her an email of apology later. She replied that she had forgiven me and not to think about it. We were friends. We continued to be friendly right up until her lawyer called.
Yeah, the weird part was when he drew a heart on her back with his finger. That wasn't a real allegation.
Getting fired is a real distinction in broadcasting, and I've waited 50 years for the honor. All of my heroes got fired. I only wish it could have been for something more heroic.
All of my heroes got fired.
Listen, everybody in radio has gotten fired at least once. I mean, everybody knows that. So this was the first time he went 50 years without getting fired. So good for him. So they are discontinuing he was no longer on the Prairie Home Companion. He was operating in an production capacity. So NPR is now going to change the name of Prairie Home, which is now hosted by Chris Thile. They're going to end distribution and broadcast of Writer's Almanac, which rebroadcasts his old Prairie Home shows. And they're separating him from his Pretty Good Goods catalog. So
yeah, NPR, NPR. What's next? OPR?
I'm just going to let that hang there.
I don't know. Every now and then you deserve to have it just hang there. Just wondering.
So just a quick list. We've got Matt Lauer, Garrison Keillor, Billboard Magazine's executive editor Stephen Blackwell. He resigned.
Uh-huh.
Penguin Random House art director Giuseppe Castellano. I haven't heard of some of these. New Republic publisher Hamilton Fish. Journalist Mark Halperin. Artform publisher Knight Landesman. NPR news chief, as we said, Michael Oreskes. Amazon executive Roy Price. We had Charlie Rose from PBS and CBS, New York Times White House reporter Glenn Thrush, Webster Public Relations CEO Kirk Webster, Rolling Stone publisher Jan Nguyen, and the list goes on
The other one that broke yesterday, CNN has fired senior producer Teddy Davis, who worked on Jake Tapper's show, for inappropriate conduct.
On the upside, there's a lot of biz. There's a lot of job openings. So if you're looking for a gig, this may be good for you. 622 on WMAO.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
It's time to deck the halls in here so you can help them get out there. For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save $100 on a CZ USA 712 G2 semi-automatic shotgun. Take 30% off Cabela's casual apparel and save 25% on all buck knives. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
It's 6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. And this traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. All right, here's the skinny. DC 295 southbound. 5 cars involved in the crash. Now, they initially said a couple cars. They've confirmed now 5. So that's why the lengthy process waiting for several tow trucks. Oh, dear. So 295 as you come southbound in delays out of Chevrolet off of 50 back near 202 and the BW Parkway out of Riverdale. So everyone's feeling the effect of this 295 multi-car crash at Benning Road. So coming south at Burroughs Road. So before you get to Benning Road for all the activity. If you're coming off of either BW or 50 and you go inbound New York Avenue, just seeing some signal light delays at Bladensburg Road, and then beyond, just a brief tap on the brakes at Florida Avenue and as you approach the 3rd Street Tunnel. Elsewhere we go, Virginia Beltway Interloop right at the exit for Braddock Road. The crash, they had everything to the right shoulder, but it looks like that right lane partially crowded now by an additional rescue unit. So watch, coming out of Springfield to Braddock Road for the incident. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around this morning. Today, 60 with developing sunshine. Maybe a shower early tonight as clouds come back, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine and cooler as we enter December, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
Now I'm looking to the sky to save me. Looking for a sign of night.
Yeah, if you're flying between December 17th and December 31st, the sky may not be saving you if you planned on flying, especially if you're flying American Airlines. First of all, flying that time of year is tough. It's a zoo. A lot of people are traveling between the 17th and the 31st, and American Airlines had a little bit of a problem. Seems they're calling it a glitch. May not be a glitch if you're one of those people affected by it. It resulted in a scheduling problem that gave time off to too many pilots and crew in December between the 17th and the 31st. It has left more than 15,000 flights without enough crew. Oops. To actually be able to fly those 15,000 flights.
Excuse me, does anyone on the plane know how to fly this thing?
So now American has to rebuild their staffing schedule from the ground up. Now, if they have to scrub too many flights, first of all, people are going to be really upset. Revenue is going to take a hit. John Coxo, who is chief executive officer of an organization called Safety Operating Systems, or a consulting company to the airline, said, it's going to be a challenge, but I don't think there's going to be mass cancellation. So American Airlines is offering pilots 150% of their normal hourly wage. Ooh. If they will take up some of the flights.
Time and a half.
The American Pilots Association, the union representing the American pilots, filed a grievance saying the proposed solution violates their labor pact. So yeah, that's what you want on top of this. You want the union going, nope, we're not going to do it if you're trying to get somewhere between December 17th and December 31st. Yep. So you might want to pay attention to this if you have a flight booked on American in that time. 629 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Coming up, you know what? Our Fisher House Radiothon is coming up, and we're going to tell you how you can participate. Also, the Christmas tree lighting is tonight. And lastly, dogs in D.C. restaurants, not on the patios, in the restaurants. Details. Mm-hmm. We got them. 630 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by The Big Screen Store. President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has been questioned by special counsel Robert Mueller's team of investigators.
This is part of the investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. And we're told by sources that the questions Kushner answered from Mueller's team were largely focused on the former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who's under investigation by the special counsel.
Correspondent Evan Perez, if you see emergency equipment and personnel near Joint Base Anacostia Bowling this morning, it's all part of a training exercise, says the mayor's office. Training drill will shut down part of the base this morning. A new campaign to keep new drivers safe this holiday season gets underway in Virginia schools. Students at participating high schools will be asked to sign an online pledge to drive safely, then share that pledge through social media. Last year, fatal crashes for young drivers over the holidays in the Commonwealth more than doubled from the year before. Pope Francis arrives in Bangladesh on the second leg of his Asia trip. The normally outspoken Pope was silent on the issue of the current refugee crisis of the Rohingya people forced from Myanmar into Bangladesh. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 23,941, NASDAQ at 68,24. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual. Wizards lose to the 76ers. The Redskins are going to play the Cowboys. WMAL has all the game action starting at 7:30 tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week, with the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Tax reform would make America's businesses more competitive. Mike Birchie is president of Camcraft and employs 300 workers in Illinois.
We believe that tax reform can help the economy grow, help the economy grow faster. If the economy grows faster, companies like ours invest more. We hire more. Wages go up.
Call 1-877-959-2775 and tell Congress to deliver real tax reform.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
It's 6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll head through town. We have two problems we're dealing with. First, DC 295 southbound. The crash as you come up to Burroughs Avenue, still with the cleanup. Five cars involved, so that's why it's taking so long. They need to get several tow trucks in there. It's a serious crash. So coming out of Riverdale, Chevrolet, plan for the extra time or avoidance as you push inside the Beltway to get onto 295. Beltway, Virginia, inner loop at Braddock Road. That's where we have the crash. Again, they had been blocking the right lane. They've moved it to the shoulder again completely. So currently lanes are open, but that's subject to change. Inner loop as you come off of 95 to Braddock Road. You're just hitting in that stop and go. But once you get past there, you're wide open heading up to 66 on the Legion Bridge. So lots of relief on the way. On the Greenway, Toll Road off to a nice quiet start. No problems. Not seeing much of any backups. 66 for sure. Seeing those delays, Manassas to Centerville with nothing reported along the way. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around this morning. Today, 60 with developing sunshine. Maybe a shower early tonight as clouds come back. 43. Tomorrow, sunshine and cooler as we enter December. 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 44 and cloudy in Arlington, 37 and clear in Greenbelt, 44 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Oh, good morning. Listen to Mornings on the Mall coming up this morning at 7:35. We'll be speaking with Joe Concha. All sorts of questions I want to ask him about the media, including, did you see the New York Times yesterday actively campaigning to kill tax reform? We're going to ask Joe Concha what that was about. 8:15 this morning, Jim Garrity joins us from National Review. 8:35, tune in, because we'll be joined by Bill O'Reilly, the former Fox News host, as he reacts to Matt Lauer's firing by NBC yesterday. And then at 8:45, we'll be speaking to Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, ahead of this another Thursday night game tonight. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. I wanted to talk to you about something that is a tradition here on WMAL, and that is the Fisher House Radio-a-thon. It's going to be held this Friday and Saturday. It will conclude with our live broadcast from the Fashion Center at Pentagon City Saturday afternoon. This year, we're doing something different. This year, you can make your donation early. You could do it right now. All you have to do is log on to WMAL.com. There's a banner right at the top of the page. You click on that page, and it allows you to make your donation online. And people have been making donations online early. This is great. We want you to know more about Fisher House and more about what they do, the incredible work that they do. Vince and I had the opportunity to go there and learn about it, and we'll tell you about our story coming up. But we want you to hear the stories from people who benefit from Fisher House.
My name is Will Reynolds, and I live in Bethesda, Maryland. I am a retired captain from the U.S. Army, and I lost my leg to an improvised explosive device in 2004 in Iraq. After being wounded, I had pretty extensive treatment in Baghdad, then in Germany, and ultimately I was flown to Walter Reed Army Medical Hospital at the time. My recovery was so long. I was going through tens of surgeries, almost 30, over several years. There are so many financial and emotional sacrifices that families make when their loved ones are wounded or injured. All of my family, my immediate family, was in upstate New York, Rochester, New York, so they were about a six-hour drive and a two-hour flight from Washington, D.C. Just knowing that my family was taken care of and all of their travel needs were met by the Fisher House was a huge burden lifted off of me.
I'm Dave Coker, and I have the privilege of being president of Fisher House Foundation. When you get that phone call and you learn that someone is ill, injured, or has been wounded, you want two things. First, you want the best medical care possible, and the military and VA health systems do a great job of providing world-class health care. The second thing you want is simply to be there.
It was a huge benefit knowing that my family was staying right on the military base. They didn't have to worry about traveling far. They didn't have to worry about, you know, checking in, checking out. Just everything was taken care of staying at the Fisher House. You know, you've got a communal kitchen. You have a lot of shared resources. So all of these families that are going through these very troubling times with their loved ones that are dealing with catastrophic injuries, they're all kind of able to go through that healing together back at the house. And it's a built-in support network for the families as well as it is for the service members.
And when times are tough, for somebody else to say, you know what, I'm cooking spaghetti, I'll just make a double, triple, quadruple batch and share it with the other families in the house makes it special.
You know, you're in a state where you can't really internalize everything that you're hearing from the doctors and from the other care providers. So, you know, having people that were really close to me and that I loved, you know, just there by my side during every waking moment was really helpful.
It really does improve the quality of health care.
The Fisher House is a home away from home. Discover how you can help.
Because a family's love is good medicine.
Thank you.
You know, you heard that one gentleman there say Fisher House improves health care. And it's so true, because when we were there, when Vince and I were at Fisher House in Bethesda, getting a tour of all the different homes and getting to see what it is really like. And it really is like a little development. They have their five Fisher homes there, and they have a playground for the kids, and they have a gazebo, and an area where you can sit outside, and they have another area that's a barbecue area, and it's all spread around, and it's really nice. We met a woman who was there, and she had been there for months. She was from Buffalo, New York. And her daughter-in-law, I think it was receiving a transplant and had complications. And the mother-in-law had worked for a wonderful company that allowed her to take time to go down and be with the daughter-in-law. And they have kids, and the husband had to take care of the kids and stuff. You can't always just pick up your life and move. And she was able to do that. And because of Fisher House, she had a place to stay for this entire time to be there to support her daughter-in-law. And I think that's what he was getting at, where they improve healthcare. It's so much easier to recover when you have a support system, when you get to see your family, when you get to, it's not just this sterile environment that you're in all the time. You have family members who are coming to visit you, or sometimes you even get to go see them at Fisher House. And just what really struck me, and I say this over and over again, but it is so true, I was floored by the fact that if you donate just $10, just $10, you house a family for a day.
Right.
Just $10. I mean, think about that. Otherwise, without that...
Because by law, the military has to charge them something.
Yes, they have to.
For rooms. So what they have to do, because it's $10 a day because they're on these bases. So, you know, your $10 donation, that means a family can stay for a night with their loved one. That goes a long way, and that's just a great starter step for if you don't have much money to give, but you just want to give $10. That's an entire night stay for a family. That's a huge deal for what is a huge blessing to these families as they support their loved ones as they get through some of the toughest moments of their lives.
Yeah, so it's an incredible gift. So you can help support this network, as we told you. You join us for the WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon tomorrow and Saturday, and you can get your contribution in early. Log on to WMAL.com right now. Click on the red banner at the very top of our page, and you can help support America's Wounded Warriors and their families. Make your donation today, WMAL.com. Thank you. 6:43 on WMAL.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-519-6164. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164.
Whoa, Nelly. Have you seen the long-range forecast?
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air.
Don't kill the messenger now, but even the woolly worms are saying that this year could break all the records for snowfall and cold temperatures. Come January, or maybe sooner, we're going to hear that old refrain, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I shoulda known. I could have done something sooner. I would have had my furnace system replaced. If only I'd have known it was going to break down. Don't ignore the warning signs. High utility bills, lots of repairs, and hey, age! It's so easy to get a no-obligation estimate from one of my stand-up guys from Snell. We'll tell you all about our top-name brands, financing, rebates, expert installation, and you'll have years of comfort ahead. You could take your chances this winter with shoulda, coulda, woulda, or be smart, proactive, and warm with my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's 6:45. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Colesville Road. Hang on here as you're coming southbound, heading toward the Beltway south of Four Corners. I'm watching the cameras, just checking out the volume delays. Okay, a car trying to get across the lanes had stopped everybody momentarily, but they were able to make it out of the travel lanes. Okay, so southbound, just had that heavy volume merging onto the Beltway. Here's the scoop on the Beltway delays. As we've had, start of the rush hour, they're heavy, coming off of 95 and around to George Avenue. However, in the backups, crash reported as you're making your travels past New Hampshire Avenue toward University Boulevard, right across Northwest Branch. So if you're in that zone or approaching, watch for fire and rescue units. Elsewhere,
elsewhere on the Beltway, good shape through Bethesda, crossing the Legion Bridge wide open this morning. Love that. To the Wilson Bridge or backups near St. Barnabas Road. DC 295, we are hung up here southbound. Still with the multi-car crash cleanup, southbound as you come up to Burroughs Avenue with major delays off of 295, the BW Parkway, and 50. Virginia Beltway, inner loop Braddock Road crash is to the right shoulder, but delays as you come across the Occoquan off of 95. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit of cloud showing up on this Thursday morning, the last day of the month. Tomorrow, meteorological winter. Clouds early and then sunshine for this afternoon near 60. Just slightly cooler tomorrow. Sunshine 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, so, you know, I mentioned before, and I kind of want to give some more detail to this, that the New York Times is actively campaigning right now. This is pure political activism, unvarnished, attempting to kill the GOP's tax bill. They're trying to get rid of it. It's like, and like you hear that and you're like, okay, can we just, I guess they dropped the pretense. I guess the whole idea that this is all about, you know, just like objective journalism coming from the New York Times. So if you basically, you know, at its core, before I get into explaining how they delineate it, if you have a New York Times subscription, this is the activity you are subsidizing for them to campaign against the tax bill. And by the way, count me among them. I have a New York Times subscription. I read their journalism. Mostly because I have to, because their paywall stops me. And I want to keep reading it. But in the end, I'm subsidizing their activism, too, because their editorial board was using their New York Times Opinion Twitter account, verified, blue checkmark and everything, yesterday, to publish the phone numbers of Republican lawmakers. Contact Senator John McCain and Jeff Flake, one tweet writes, particularly if you live in Arizona, and tell them to oppose the tax bill. It would add more than $1.4 trillion to the deficit over 10 years without helping the middle class. Hashtag the tax bill hurts. And then it lists both Jeff Flake's and John McCain's office phone numbers to get in touch with their senatorial offices. They did the same thing to Lisa Murkowski. They're just listing these things out. These numbers out. This is what MoveOn.org does. This is what hardened political activists do. I said yesterday, you know, you look at a website like a conservative website like Breitbart, for instance. They're not shy about how opinionated they are.
Right.
I've never seen them do this. I've never seen them undergo this degree of political activism. Yet here you have the New York Times editorial board doing it. Now their claim is, well, this is the opinion side of the house. This is the New York Times editorial board. This is separate and distinct from our news operation and therefore permissible.
Well, listen, does anybody think that the New York Times is unopinionated, straight reporting? Come on, didn't that ship sail years and years and years ago?
Well, when Joe Conch is joining us at 7:35 this morning, I'm going to ask him what he thinks about all of this and whether or not the New York Times is in the right here, or whether they've gone completely off the rails.
It's 6:50 on WMAL.
The Dale City Gun Show is back with the biggest show ever. This weekend at the Dale City VFW. New management. 165 tables. Entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports, self-defense, and more. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes both days. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The biggest, best Dale City Gun Show ever. Dale City VFW this weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new, energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy three windows, get one free with zero-interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory, and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek Windows are custom-designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're thinking about selling your home, here's a couple of reasons why you should call my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams, today. It's a fact that Sarah and Debbie net their sellers $30,000 more on average. Plus, Sarah and Debbie sell their homes three times faster than the average agent. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. In fact, many of Sarah and Debbie's homes are sold even before they hit the list date. Don't just call any realtor and risk losing thousands of dollars. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar and will even guarantee to buy your home at a price acceptable to you. Call the only ones you need to get your home sold fast and for top dollar and start packing. Call Sarah and Debbie now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. You heard me. Debbie has the buyers. Call today.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. It's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday Eve.
Oh, yes, definitely. Hi, Mary. Good morning. The final trading day of November is here. The Nasdaq is coming off a little tech sell-off, but the Dow starts the morning off at a fresh record high, and futures are higher this morning. Markets are also higher in Europe. They're lower in Asia. Crude oil is slightly up. Sears has reported soft quarterly results this morning. No one's really surprised. The owner of Sears and Kmart has been closing stores as it struggles. American Airlines can pay you big bucks to a passenger to give up a seat on an oversold flight. But at Christmas, it may be paying big bucks to put pilots in their seats. A scheduling bug gave too many pilots the holidays off, and money may be away. The company will fix that shortage. All I Want for Christmas Is You is the number one played ASCAP holiday song already this year, and writer Mariah Carey will earn 7 figures in royalties from that. The national Christmas tree lighting is in President's Park tonight. President Trump and the First Family will attend, and the Hallmark Channel will air that on Monday night. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Converts up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
It's 6:55. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading in through town, Constitution Avenue and 12th Street in Northwest. That's where I'm watching a crash here. They're trying to move the bus involved in the crash. Again, 12th and Constitution for the activity. Looks like your lanes are narrowed through that stretch on Constitution Avenue. It's like a metro bus, but no passengers on the bus involved in this incident. Now, let's get you around the Beltway. Where Virginia, boy, it's been tough. We had the crash, inner loop at Braddock Road. It's all confined to the right shoulder. Again, they had temporarily blocked the right lane from time to time. However, the delays, huge, coming off of 95. So if you're making your travel, say, northbound through Lorton, Newington, pretty much have the volume, the entire stretch, to merge onto the Beltway for that crash at Braddock Road. DC 295 southbound, still with the multi-car crash. Cleanup's going to be southbound as you come up toward Burroughs Avenue before you get to Benning Road. Road coming out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. You need to plan for a lot of extra time. And top side of the Beltway, Maryland, in the backups, had the crash reported between New Hampshire and University Boulevard on the outer loop side. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just shy of a record yesterday. We hit 70 degrees officially at Reagan National. Today we'll take it down, but still above average is 60. Clouds early, sunshine in the afternoon. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 43 degrees at 657. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Potomac Petals and Plants has the perfect Hanukkah accessories for your family celebrations. Designer menorahs by Jonathan Adler and Mackenzie Childs, plus candles, dreidels, and more. Your one-stop Hanukkah shop is Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice: don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-349-8892. That's 800-349-8892. 800-349-8892.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
All right, so do you remember in, I believe it was August, that it was a big deal in Washington, D.C., that they put a temporary rule in place, a temporary ban that overturned a piece of legislation that said that you can't have a dog in on a patio and in the outside areas even of a restaurant or anything along those lines, because food is being served there even if it's outside on the sidewalk or the patio.
It's a health risk to have pooch there.
Yeah, and Vincent Gray is a council member who chairs the health committee. And so they did a temporary overturn of that for 90 days. And they passed this temporary measure last month. So I was wrong. But this came up in, I want to say, in like August, and started talking about this. So now they're looking to make this permanent. And Vincent Gray is behind this. They had a council hearing on Tuesday night, and he said he has received dozens of emails from residents who support overturning this permanently. So if you got a pooch, I guess if you have a cat, you could do the same thing. Like, we had a cat that used to walk on a leash.
Let's not get crazy, but at least allow dogs at restaurants.
At least, why can't you take your cat if your cat...
You have to leash it.
Right, if it's on a leash, that's fine. My cat used to walk on a leash.
Weird.
It's not weird.
Do you walk your cats?
I used to, yeah. The cats we have now prefer to go for a drag.
Uh-huh. You drag your cats?
Shirley and Oliver just roll over and they don't want to go anywhere. They just, you have to drag them. But Grace loves to walk
thank
on a
you.
Leash, so
thank
I can take
you.
Grace.
Thank you, Vincent Gray, bringing some warmth and love
yes.
to Washington, D.C.
So we'll keep you updated. We'll let you know if this is a permanent change and you can enjoy it in the spring. Vince, tell them what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, remember, we talked to Juanita Broderick yesterday. Now the question of whether or not Bill Clinton should keep his pension, all of his accusers are now saying yes. Yank it. What do you think?
And also, we're going to talk to Joe Concha about what's going on in the media. We'll talk to him about that New York Times issue as well. It is now 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. While the Senate takes one step closer to the GOP tax reform plan, Governor Terry McAuliffe releases his final Virginia budget plan.
Despite his previous attempt getting rejected, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is putting Medicaid expansion into his budget once again.
I'm very optimistic Medicaid expansion passes because, remember, we had two Republicans vote for it before, so at the worst case, we're at 49.
Thanks to Democrats' big gains in the House of Delegates, he says to Republicans,
enough's enough. enough. It's not going away. Congress tried to end it. It's not ending.
He's also including increased funding for Metro, but only if the district and Maryland agree to give more as well and agree to a proposal to shrink Metro's board of directors.
If you don't do it, the responsibility or the failure of Metro will fall upon other jurisdictions. It will not be Virginia's fault.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner has been questioned by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team of investigators.
Abby Lowell, Kushner's attorney, told us, quote, Mr. Kushner has voluntarily cooperated with all relevant inquiries and will continue to do so. The Kushner interview lasted less than 90 minutes, we're told, according to one person familiar with the meeting. Investigators appeared to be trying to see if Kushner had any information that exonerates Michael Flynn.
Correspondent Evan Perez. A man who organized last summer's deadly rally in Charlottesville says he wants to do it again.
Jason Kessler is seeking a permit for a similar event in the summer of 2018. He published an image of an application on his website. The image indicates Kessler applied on Monday for a rally in Emancipation Park on August 12th, exactly 1 year after a woman was killed when a car ran into a group of people protesting the rally. At least 19 others were injured during clashes. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The intercounty connector linking Prince George's and Montgomery counties is more popular than you may think.
More people used the ICC last year than most other toll facilities in Maryland, including the I-95 express lanes near Baltimore. AAA Mid-Atlantic spokesperson Tom Calcani says traffic volume on the ICC was up 25% last year.
Next year, ridership is expected to increase to about 3.5%.
Luckily for drivers,
it won't reach its capacity for a number of more years.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Court appearance this morning in Tampa, Florida for a 24-year-old college grad arrested in a string of deadly shootings that have terrorized Tampa.